This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. I'm not sure. I think she's a PAC. Fax is 989-584-0307 regarding Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, Dougherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Date of birth, February 17th of 1931. Dear Amanda, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Dougherty with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and adenocarcinoma of the colon. His last visit was September 27th of 2021. He has lost about 13 pounds over the last 4 months. Part of this was due to hospitalization in Sparrow for congestive heart failure from October 7th through October 18th of 2021. And as a result, his Lasix was increased from 40 milligram daily on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 20 all other days to 40 milligram every day. So the fluid has come off. He's breathing easier, and he has no edema or less edema of the lower extremities. He's feeling better. However, from January 13th this year to January 16th, he was hospitalized at Carson City Hospital for a severe urinary tract infection requiring some IV antibiotics. And he actually had some disorientation and staggering gait at the time of his admission, and that did resolve with treatment. He does see a urologist. He has seen a urologist, and the last visit was December 9th of 2021. They determined he had no obstructive symptoms and told him that he really only needs to be seen as needed. And if the urinary tract infection does not return, he probably doesn't need follow-up. But if it does come back, he may need to be seen again by urology. He's complaining of back and hip pain today. He reports that sitting in his chair with his back in a straight position seems to help that discomfort. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic dyspnea on exertion and occasionally some at rest, but this is markedly improved with the increased dose of Lasix. He does have edema, minimal edema of the lower extremities, it's almost completely gone. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, or dysuria. Medications, medication list is reviewed. The Lasix was increased as previously stated. He's not using Carafate anymore for abdominal discomfort. He does have iron. 325 milligram 3 times a day. He uses Tylenol arthritis for pain, and no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, his weight is 216 pounds, blood pressure 125 over 68. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 22nd of 2022. His creatinine is 1.99, which is stable. Calcium 8.8, albumin low at 2.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 21, estimated GFR is 29, hemoglobin 13.3, white count is 3.3, platelet count 104,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, anemia, and adenocarcinoma of the colon. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.